Let's move on to item eight, which is a report from the Audit Committee Chair, who is unfortunately absent, but I understand Jerry Holcomb is going to provide this report. So the floor is yours. Audit Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Audit Committee met on February 5th, and three members of the committee were there, myself, Mr. Mirzwa, and John Phillips. David McDonald was absent. Approved absence, I might add. Staff was very well represented.
I was there in spirit.
Yeah, you. Yeah. We discussed you quite for quite some time and think you should steer clear of some of the spirits if you want to.
Tough room.
We first received a report from Brown Armstrong. The presentation was made by Brooke Baird, who's a partner now in Brown Armstrong. And we also got a presentation on regarding the planning for the 2024 audit. That was also presented by Ms. Baird. We got a report from Cherry Chang and also from Ryan Lewis on the lump sum death benefit audit report. They identified some areas that required some cleaning up for on a going forward basis, but by and large, it was an unremarkable report. We also heard from Cherry on the plans for the internal audit report for the coming year. Or no, you presented for 24, correct? You did 24. And let's see. She also gave us the committee a report stating that she'd wrap it up in business continuity audit, and that she reported she'd begun an audit for Superior Court of Contra Costa County, and that's going to be conducted in the coming year. And that basically concluded our business for that committee.
All right, thank you. Any questions for Jerry on the Audit Committee report? Not hearing any. Thank you.